The Torah nikneis ba'arba'im u'shmona devarim. The Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean, and I live in Muncie, New York. Being Kona Torah is to take ownership of the Torah by developing into a Torah-oriented personality. Because even if we were to analyze and learn the Torah for hours on end, the words of the Torah would not penetrate without the necessary prerequisites. So how do we become that sponge that allows the lessons to soak through to our very core so that they don't just roll right off of us? This series has been addressing just that question by enumerating the 48 characteristics that contribute to the Torah personality. And today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through simcha, joy. Having a happy disposition allows us to absorb the Torah, since when we are in a state of sadness or anger or frustration, our minds become rigid, which blocks new ideas from penetrating. Just think of a time when you've been really infuriated or angry. During those few moments, we really can't process someone else's point of view or ideas. So in a general sense, if a person is generally negative or bitter or full of cynicism, It's almost as if his brain doesn't have the plasticity or the flexibility to optimally process the words of Torah. On the other hand, a generally happy and upbeat person can open his mind to new ideas. So the attribute of simcha allows us to be open to the teachings of the Torah. It allows us to be open to the feelings of the joy of being blessed with the opportunity and the privilege to be the recipient of Torah. The Medrash Shmuel points out that simcha is so crucial because otherwise we would look at the Torah as a burden, which would ultimately drive a person away from the Torah. But if we approach the Torah as the ultimate privilege, then this breeds joy. The Medrash Shmuel, in his beautiful words, says, HaTorah v'hasimcha achim heim. Torah and simcha are brothers. V'lo yispardu. They could never, ever separate. They are interdependent. The question is, how do we achieve that sense of simcha and serenity that allows our minds to be open? Perhaps we can begin by trying to be other-centered, by focusing on someone, on something other than ourselves, by focusing on the well-being of others, and truly identifying with the good fortune of others by focusing on the fact that Hashem has blessed someone else. This trains us to rid ourselves of jealousy and bitterness that literally block our emotional well-being. Achieving a state of simcha is challenging for many, perhaps, because many of us take life for granted. So perhaps we can say another practical method of achieving a sense of happiness and serenity is having the openness to accept who we are and contemplate the gifts that Hashem has given us. If we try to find the joy in God's world, in appreciating nature, the chirping of the birds, our working bodies, our children's health, we all have a choice whether we can be more positive or look at the world through bitterness and cynicism. Because bitterness and cynicism just breeds more bitterness and a feeling of malcontent. The Maharal teaches us that when we are in a state of simcha, our neshamos, our souls become complete. We feel a sense of shlemos, of wholeness. Without the shlemos, there are cracks and fissures which unfortunately allow the life force of Torah to just seep right through and get lost. Now, genuine simcha should never be mistaken for the empty and frivolous state of losing oneself in temporary thrills. Simcha is something that stays with us and does not dissipate because it is something that relates to a sense of fulfillment from getting closer to Hashem. As an example, a person can go through horrible challenges, yet he can maintain a deep level of simcha and internal contentment that is related to his relationship with Hashem. Because true joy and happiness really comes from our privilege to be the vehicle of expression of Hashem. As Perek Yotes in Tehillim tells us, Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamchei Lev, the laws of Hashem are upright and they gladden the heart. The Rambam tells us that simcha is the sense of joy that we feel from serving Hashem. It's that connection to God. It's interesting that simcha is one of the prerequisite characteristics and states of mind that allows our hearts and minds to absorb the lessons of Torah, But there is a cyclical relationship here. We need to feel a sense of simcha to acquire the Torah. And then the more we learn and engage in Torah and those endeavors that bring us closer to God, the more content and happier we become, which in turn allows us the serenity to absorb even more Torah so that the cycle continues. Wishing everybody the ability to sense the joys in their lives, from the small, subtle, and ordinary joys to the more grand and obvious. May we be able to fulfill the words of David HaMelech, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve God with joy. Thank you for learning together and have a wonderful and happy day.